A new book by Judy Kleinfeld of Fairbanks explores a mythology often lived out in Alaska. The Frontier Romance looks at why people head north to carve out an existence off the beaten track. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The frontier has positive connotations across the American West, especially in Alaska. The state brags about being the last one. But Judy Kleinfeld says frontier has more forbidding definitions in other cultures. Kleinfeld, an emeritus professor of Northern Studies at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, says Americans redefined frontier.
As the country developed, frontier came to mean the exact opposite of boundary. It was this wide open space full of opportunity, possibility, and adventure.
Kleinfeld says Alaska's rugged country and low population set the stage for playing out the frontier story. Her book focuses in on what she calls the hidden people, who employ frontier mythology to head into the woods, hunt, trap, and live off the land. Kleinfeld says she was surprised at the motivation of what she calls mountain men.
They weren't doing it for the money. They often had to work in the summer to support their lifestyle. But they were living out the frontier myth, and to them it meant being able to prove up as a man.
Kleinfeld also details the often more complicated stories of wilderness women, as well as those of people who use frontier-style persona to mask evil.
Michael Silka, he's a perfect example. He came to Manly Hot Springs, and people, you know, thought they knew this frontier type, the kind who lived out of his car and wasn't quite sure about what he was going to do, and he made a camp for himself at the boat dock. Well, everyone started disappearing.
Michael Silka murdered 9 in 1984 before he was killed in a shootout with state troopers. Kleinfeld's book also explores the frontier mythology of communal living. She says Whitestone Farms near Delta Junction is a rare example of a long-lasting religious commune.
A utopian community where people share everything. They live in common. They live in dormitories, eat together, work together at their various businesses, which are quite successful due to their self-discipline and intelligence.
Kleinfeld says Whitestone Farms has maintained a population of over 200 since being formed as a reaction to the lax morals of the 1960s. She says it's one of several communal societies formed in Alaska and northern Canada, attracted here by open country. She says Alaska's frontier is being eroded, but still exists outside the state's developed areas. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.